Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The amazing, fantastic, still absolutely in his prime, The great John Sterling. John, it's BT and Sal. What's going on, buddy?
Well, nothing right now. The field is clear, but no, it's nice to be back. And opening day is always exciting, even if it's 42 degrees. And, the Yankees off to such a great start. It makes the home opener even, bigger than it normally is.
Yeah, and that's the thing there, John. I mean, you've been doing this for forever, and you still sound great. The energy is amazing, and you really do still have the fastball. Not that I need to tell you that, but you do. You've seen a lot of these, and you've been here for, magical moment after magical moment. But let's face it, John, last year, yeah, we wanted the Yankees to win. Yeah, we hoped maybe they'd capture a little magic. But I think honest Yankee fans, true evaluators knew last year's team really had no chance to win, especially when Judge got hurt. This year looks different, and it feels different, John.
Well, last year, the Yankees didn't hit at all, and as you have said, they lost two of their big hitters, Judge and Rizzo, for so much of the year. Anyway, that's last year's thrown away in all sports. And this year, let's face it, looks very promising. And people are a little too excited. It's only five games or six games or seven games, actually.
Yep.
But you know what? I think the Yankees have a chance to have a very good team. One thing I want to add. This happened this morning. I read it this morning. Jonathan Loaisiga has been put on the 60-day IL. Do you know how often he pitched for the Yanks? Once.
I know.
And now he's hurt.
I know.
He's hurt every single year. The point I'm making is that the Yankees aren't going to win and lose because of Loaisiga. But you just never know who's going to get injured and how long they're going to be out. And last year was great proof of that with Rizzo and Judge.
John, did you feel the earthquake this morning?
No, and I live in Jersey.
Nothing, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm really out of it. I'm an out-to-lunch human being. Yeah. Really, I am, honestly. And in my day, new old days, in my day, we'd say a guy was OTL, out to lunch. And that's where I am. No, I didn't hear it. I didn't feel it. No one mentioned it to me until I got to the stadium.
I got you.
Do you think, John, that this offense, it's different? I know it's something that I'm sure you love. I've heard you on the radio plenty of years complaining about, the all-or-nothing type nature of the Yankees offense, strikeouts or home runs, and now you can't get a run across. The Yankees have won some games without hitting homers, putting the bat on the ball, being, grinding out at bats. You think this is something sustainable that could lead them back to a World Series?
Yes, that I do think. And if you've heard me on the air, I don't know how you could avoid me. Gosh, I'm on so much. I decried the Yankees striking out, not moving runners, not putting the bat on the ball. The Mets were being no-hit in the second game in the eighth inning, and Harrison Bader came up. And he got a breaking ball low and away, and he stuck his backside out toward the third base dugout and reached with his bat, made contact, and hit a bloop, the first hit of the game. So putting the bat on the ball is so important. We're seeing Volpe changed a lot. I think Soto will help change the attitudes of people going up to hit. I think it already has.
Yeah, we've been saying that for a while. I mean, just the residual benefit up and down the lineup, it's obvious. Talking to John Sterling here on BT and Sal. We're at the Hard Rock getting ready to walk into the stadium in a little more than an hour or so when we hand it over to the official pregame show on the Fan, home of the Yankees. So, you know, John, back in the day, George would apply the pressure. Things went awry, Steinbrenner would go nuts, and then, you know, the Yankees would either snap into it or they would be gone. You know, whether it was getting shut, you know, Bobby Meacham up and down to Columbus, we could tell stories all day about that stuff. But you know what I mean, and the fans felt it as well. For a while, the Yankees as an organization, I felt, because they earned it, didn't really need to do things to, I don't know if placate is the right word, but maybe react to some of the negative energy of their fans, because there wasn't much until last year. I felt like ownership heard the Yankee fan, their displeasure, their lack of belief in the ability to win a World Series, and the moves they made were really to, again, not placate the Yankee fan, but they knew that they had to restore the brand a little bit. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think any time that you're not successful, and the Yankees have put so much pressure on their team, you know, because when you say, well, the World Series or nothing, you know, it's been a long time since 2009. So, yeah, of course they have to react to their fans. They're the ones who watch on TV and listen on radio and then come to the ballpark and spend all this money. So when you pay that kind of money for Soto, where you know it may only be 1 year, there's no question you're trying to get your team as good as possible. And I happen to think see if you guys agree with me. If the Yankees are really great this year and they go deep in the playoffs, I don't see how they couldn't sign Soto. And before you say to me, hey, wait a minute now, it's going to cost a lot of money. Well, the Yankees have a lot of money.
Exactly,
their franchise,
John.
Their franchise, excuse me?
Of course we agree with you. It's Juan freaking Soto. You do whatever you got to do to keep him here. Juan Soto's coming for his first home game today. I got news for everybody. He's never leaving. Yeah. We're not letting him. Now you can't leave. You're not leaving. That's it.
Well, I think so, too. I mean, if you make it here, well, I hate to use the cliche, but
go for it.
But it's a big thing if you're a Yankee and he's playing right field. Babe played right field for the Reggie played right field for the Yankees. So it's a big thing, and I don't know how he could. If the Yankees are good this year, I don't know how he could go anywhere else and achieve what you can achieve being on center stage in New York.
John, we talk about it being Soto's first day in pinstripes. What number is this for you here, opening day for the broadcast for the Yankees?
I think this is 36.
I began
in 1989.
Ooh, that was a rough year. Stump Merrill.
And how you feeling,
well,
John?
I had come from terrible Braves teams.
Yes.
And then I came here, and I looked at the lineup and all the changes they made and the injuries. I worried about 89. I worried if they'd ever win a game. And so they really were not very good from 89, 90, 91. And then Buck and Stick took over in 92. And frankly, I've been a very lucky broadcaster because they've been really pretty good or very good for all those years. That's a lot of years.
What's your excitement level going into this year 36, John, with this team?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't know if there's, really can't put a phrase. I'm looking at my great partner, and I don't know if he can put a phrase.
Tell Susan we said hello. I love Susan. We miss her. I wanted to have Susan on as well.
They love Susan, they say, and they say hello.
I love, yeah, Susan. No, we love Susan. We love you both, actually. But go ahead. I'm sorry, John.
Anyway, I forget what point I was making, but I don't know if excitement is the word, because in baseball you play 162, but I think the Yankee team has a chance to be very, very good. How good? Hey, I don't have a crystal ball.
Yep, yep. No, I hear you. We're going to let you run pretty soon here. We're talking to the great John Sterling, BT and Sal, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata, inside the Hard Rock. The energy is just palpable. All right, so here's a question for you, John. Now, I remember I asked you this with Tiki a couple of years ago, but I don't want to assume everybody heard it. I want Sal to hear it, and I think it's interesting to reset. Then I have to get to something with Verdugo. So what is your process? A new Yankee comes here, whether he's a big-time home run hitter or whatever. We need the answer.
No, I know he hates
it. How do you go through the process of doing what you do when one of the new players goes yard? Take us through it, John.
Well, I've had a chance to think about it because, you know, it's become a cottage industry where you have to do a home run call for everyone. That's not how it started. It just started with Burn Baby Burn one day when he hit one and rounded the bases. But I have added in my mind to Verdugo's call. So now it's up for Alexander to hit another one or hit many. I think he will. I'll tell you what I think. I think Verdugo's a really good player. I love the way he plays. You know I feel the same way about Soto. Yep. I think Volpe has improved at the bat tremendously. We're going to see Stroman today. I really think it's a good ball club, and they got a great chance. And as far as home run calls, I have one for Soto. I have one for Verdugo. I don't have anything for Grisham. You have anything for Grisham?
Yeah, you better figure it out. He's going to go deep today. All right, so if I may respectfully, John. I've got a little something. Again,
I'm hiding under the table, John.
Alex the Great, I got you. Can I give you a little recommendation as a big fan of yours? Don't take this the wrong way.
No. Maybe,
okay, so. I won't try to sound like you, but I'll just get to the home run. Here's the 2-2 to Verdugo. It is high. It is far. It is gone. A two-run home run for Alex Verdugo. And the Yankees take a 6-4 lead. How do you do? Verdugo goes yard, and the Bombers back on top.
Oh, man. You're hired.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, John. I mean, my partner thinks I'm nuts. He didn't think I would do it. I think that's money.
John, I got a question for you. How do you deal with everybody telling you what to do for your home run calls?
I'm very good about that in life. I ignore everything. I ignore everyone. I ignore everything. I got an idea. Hey, listen, I've been on the air now 64 years. Did you understand that, what I said?
Yes.
64 years. So I'm really good at getting knocks and giving explanations. So yeah. I'm fine. Yeah. I love the fact that it's become a thing and people want to do it. So that's, I guess, a credit to my silly home run calls.
Yeah, and just for the record, that was not a criticism. That was an homage to you. I'm just trying to, you know, throw something a little extra in the bag. You know, if Verdugo cranks out 35 home runs this year, unlikely. But if he does, and he wants a little variety, then remember, I give it to you, John, free of charge. All right.
Okay.
You're the best.
Okay.
Thank you, John. Have a great season. God bless. You sound awesome. Say hi to Susan, and thanks for jumping on. We appreciate it, buddy.
Well, I appreciate all you guys do, so thank you very much.
There you go. The great, great John Sterling here on The Fan.